Vayter in Shas, we are in Shavuos, Daf Chaf Aleph, beginning with the very top line, Vibay Sema. We're going to another explanation that Bryce had mentioned, that a Shavuos Shav and a Shavuos Shekar are Echad, are one. And what does that mean? We saw a few explanations. Now we move on to Vibay Sema, Kishem Shemivi, Karban, Al Shekar, just like someone brings a Karban for a Shavuos Shekar, Kachmivi Karban, Al Shavuos Shav, so too you're bringing a Karban for Shavuos Shav. That is, just like someone who goes and makes a swear that he's going to do something or he's going to hold back from doing something, like, I will eat bread, and then, you know, Bishogi goes that he doesn't do it, is to bring a karban. So too, somebody who swore falsely about the past, like he says, I ate something or I didn't eat something, that's called a shvuas shav, according to Rav Dimi, he has to bring a karban, even though this is something which is not written explicitly in the Torah. For Rabbi Akiva, and this goes according to the world of Rabbi Akiva, like we've seen a few times, Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds. It's not only about the future, but even about the past. The Mechayev L'Sha'avar Kila Abba, right? The Machlokes to him and Rabbi Yishmael, I believe it was. And we go like, in the single year, this is like in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Me'sevei, Frakta Gemara. Can we get a little clarity here? Ezu hi Shavuos Shav. What's called a Shavuos Shav? A vain oath. Nishpa L'Shanos. Is it? It's where a person swears to switch, to change something which is true. Shavuos Sheker, what's a Shavuos Sheker? That's Nishpa Lahachlif, someone who swears to change, to switch the truth. Right, so this lashon over here of someone who is Nishpa Lahachlif, this lashon of Nishpa Lahachlif, literally to switch the truth, means to lie about something that happened that was true in the past. To switch it over, something true for something to lie. Like swearing that he ate when really he didn't eat, or the flip. According to that, this Bryce, the way it's explaining, that of a vain oath is to switch the truth, means to contradict the truth of something which is clear and known, right? To say that a man is a woman or a woman is a man, which is really not true. So this goes against Rav Dimi that a Shavuos Sheker is talking about something about the future. This is Gemara, Ema Nishpa Umachlif. Right, change it to mean one who swears and switches. One who swears to perform, to do, or to hold back from something, and then he goes ahead and he goes against what he said he's going to do. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I'm Rabbi Avraham, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achalti v'lo achalti. If someone makes a shvua, I ate, or he makes a shvua, I didn't eat. Right, he swears something with the past, sheker. That's called shvuos sheker. Va'azarasei mi lo si shavu b'shmi la sheker. And the azara is, the Torah says, you shall not swear falsely by my name. Ochal v'lo ochal. If he swears, I will eat or I will not eat. About something that's going to be in the future, and then he goes against that. Over below yachal devaru, he's violating, don't profane your words. Rashi's loyichel abahu the ilu l'shaavar kvar hechel minishpa or mishanishpa. Veizu yishvua shav. What's called a shvua shav, a vain shvua. Nishpa l'shanos says here. Adua la'adam. It's when he swears to switch that which everybody already knows. You say a man is a woman. You say a woman is a man. Says Rashi al isha u isha. So now Amar Rav Papa had Rabbi Avo. This din of Rabbi Avo about a shvua sheker. He's talking about the past. La beferishit ma'el meklalotmar. The fact that he says, he didn't say it straight out, but we learn that from something else that he has said. How do we know that? Amar Rav Dimi bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Yosei Aglili. Rav Yehuda is saying the name of Yosei Aglili. Kol lo sasei shema Torah, any do not do in the Torah. Lav sheyesh b'maisa lokan lav. If it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you get malchus. Shem b'maisa and lokan lav. But if it's none, then you don't get malchus. Chutz, except for mi nishba, someone who swears, or meimer, and someone who switches an animal, right? An animal for a karban, right? The Torah asks as a person, even with your mouth, to substitute a different animal for an animal that's already muktash. Right? That's called tamura, and both of them end up getting the level of kedusha. Mekalas chaver b'shem is someone who curses somebody with the name of Hashem. Rashi says b'shem hamayuchad. Nishpa minalan. Where do we learn that somebody goes and he swears that he's going to get malchus for this? Amar Yochanan. That's the first of the three. I mean, if it's a lav shem b'maisa, I'm rechem shem b'shem b'yuchai. I'm recall. Pasuk says lo sisa shem Hashem elokech l'shav. You can't say Hashem's name in vain. Ki lo yinakev, because Hashem will not absolve somebody who does that. Beis din shemayla and menakin. So that sounds like a thing that beis din shemayla is not going to absolve him. Aval beis din shemata malkin so menakin. So they're going to give him malchus, and then he is cleansed from this particular experience that he did. Amar le Rav Papa le Rabaye. He says, look on. Doma hachikam rechem. No, maybe that's not true. Maybe what it's saying is lo yinakeh klal, that somebody who goes and says Hashem's name in vain won't be cleansed at all from his aver, neither from top or from down low. How do we know that means that he gets malchus here? Iksev ki lo yinakeh. What it said lo yinakeh. Get the comment. Then we say that you're right. Hashda d'chsev ki lo yinakeh Hashem. Now this is Hashem will not do it. This is Hashem who deinu menakeh. I'm a basin shamata malchus so menakeh so. They go ahead and they actually give him malchus. Achad shvua shav. Okay, so we find this case that a person gets malchus for a lav shein bo ma'isa by shvua shav. Shvua sheker. You know, I don't know for someone who lies. Rav Yochanan didei amar. Rav Yochanan himself says lashav lashav shtei panim. It says lashav two times. It may no inyan l'shvua shav. It was not necessary for shvua shav because it's already included in the first time. Today inyan l'shvua sheker. Then you can place it on. Another thing was the shvua sheker. The haviba Rabbi Avo. Avo. I said, okay, I got myself a problem over here. He asked the question, hi shvua sheker. Hey chidami. This shvua sheker. What exactly are we talking about? What case of shvua sheker would cause this separate law that mentions, you know, this idea double time, shav l'shav. Ilem shvo shalo ochav v'achal. If you want to say it's talking about somebody who said, you know, shvo them that I will not eat, and then he ate. Lav sheish b'maisa. That's lav sheish b'maisa. If you don't have to learn anything new over there, because that's pashtus. We're talking about a person who says, swear I will eat v'locha, and actually doesn't eat. Hi, mi loka. Does person get malchus for that? Va'etbar, we said shvo shalochel kikar zu ayom. Va'avar ayom v'lochel. Person says, I swear I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today, and he doesn't eat it. The whole day passes. V'lochel. Rabbi Yochanan v'Yishlakish amitavar in a loka. Both of them say he doesn't get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan amar in a loka. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get malchus. Mishum dahav alav shema ma'isa. It's a lav she'ain bo ma'isa. We saw this. Yeah, we saw this way back in the Gimel Amud Beis, right? So Rish Lakish comes and he says the reason is because Rav Yochanan Amar in a lokim shenava they love shema ma'isa v'chosav shema ma'isa ain lokim love you don't get ma'ikas for Rish Lakish Amar in a lokim why we shouldn't have a hasra suffik. It's a suffik to get hasra. We saw this also in Makus. I forget what staff exactly. Hasra suffik lo shema hasra suffik is not considered hasra. Test vav you doubt test vav I think test vav. Vermeer Vermeer says, Tehei ba'achalti v'lo achalti. Let's explain it to me. It's talking about a shvua about the past, like I ate or I did not eat. So it says, okay, umayishna. Why is this case going to be different from the case of someone who says, I will eat and I didn't eat? Well, he's going to explain that this inclusion is referring to the that case, not the other one. Both of them have no maisa. Amar Rav Beferish Shibs the Torah Shvua Sheker Dom LeShav. The Torah says straight up, he added the Shvuas Sheker, the false oath, to the laws of you're going to get the Malchus only when it's similar to a Shvuas Shav, to that of in vain. Says Rashi, mean the Afka Beloshen Shav, because that's a Loshen of Shav. Ma Shav LeShavar, just like Shav, this Shvuas Shav, it's like with someone who swore to contradict something which is, you know, Pashat. It's about the past. Av sheker nami l'shavah. So too, shvuah sheker is about the past as well. Only that type of shvuah are false from the moment that they said, because it's something about the past that happened already. But something that's talking about the future are not compared to a shvuah shav, because these do not become false until they're violated, right? So if a person goes and says, a man's a woman's a man, the moment it leaves your mouth, it's a lie already. But if someone says, I'm going to do something for the future, and they don't do it, that's not compared to it because it didn't happen yet. So it's not the moment that it's said. The reason then the Torah uses the word l'shav is to teach the law regarding shvuas sheker is in order to restrict that to something which is about the past. Okay. So as of now, we're about to ask a question on this, but Rav Avoh is saying in the name of Yochanan that somebody who swears falsely about the past is going to get Malchus. Frank the Gemara, you swear falsely about the past, you're going to get Malchus. I swear Rav Yirmiyahu, Rav Avoh, Shvo Shlo Ochal Kikazuv. Somebody makes a Shvo. I will not eat this loaf. Shvo Shlo Ochalenu, or that I will... Shvo that I will not eat it. Shvo Shlo Ochalenu. a shvuah that I will not eat it, v'achla, right, he doubles down on that. And then he goes and he eats it, enu chayev el achas, he's only going to be chayev one thing. Rashi says, de'im b'shvuah chala shvuah, you know, b'shvuah, this chal on another one. T'kevin d'nishma shvuah rishona, hava l'shvuah shniah l'kayimis ha-mitzvah, t'nam v'sistam p'pater. Zui, back in the Gemara, Zui Shvuas Bitoy. This is called Shvuas Bitoy, a oath of utterance. Shechayev and Elzdona Makos. You're going to be chayev do b'mezin Makos. Well, Shechayev also covered all the yored. You get all of the yored. In fact, the Gemara, Zuhi Lemute Mai. This is coming to exclude what? Like, this is one like that. Lav Lemute Echad V'lo Echalti. Isn't this coming to go to exclude when a person says, I ate, and he actually didn't eat? The low lucky, that in such a case, a person does not get Malkus. We just said the whole thing before. The Rav said the name of Yochanan, that it's talking about something in the past. Right? Someone who swears falsely about the past is going to get Malkus. But here we see that's being excluded. So, Kasha. And for the Gemara, low. Lamute achati v'lo achati mikarban. It's coming to exclude a type of case if I ate and I did not eat from the chi of having to bring a karban. But they do get Malkus for going in and saying these things straight up. Zu hi the al shigigaso carbon all over yard. This is the type of shua for someone who did a bishogeg. It brings a carbon ba'ola, all over yard. Aval achalti v'lo achalti lo. But if a person says achalti v'lo achalti, he doesn't bring the carbon. For bishmal, he goes to kunt bishmal. Damer einu chayv el el asid lovo. You only chayv at the future, right? That's against Rabbi Akiva. We said all the time. Aval milka lucky, but the person does use some purpose. Then there will be Malkus to be gotten. Beep, turn the page. Chav HaMeis. Frak the Gemara, Amos Seifa. Hold on a second, but look at the Seifa. We can see it's the Chav Tesla Mabez. Right? We spoke about the part of the Mishnah that we don't say over here says that one who swears falsely about a well-known fact, a woman, a man, this is a man, when it's really one woman, is a man. Right? It's considered a Shavuos Shav. And now we're going to continue on with that mission. It's the same as Sefer. Zui Shavu Hashav. This is called the Shavu Hashav. Shechayev Malzdono Malkus. If you did amazing, you get Malkus. Vashigigaso Pater. But if it's a Shogig, then you're going to be Pater. Zui Lamuti Mai. What's it coming to exclude? If this is the case, what's it excluding? My Lav Lamuti Achalti Velochalti. Is it coming to exclude the case of an eight and I didn't eat? The low lucky, that person does not get Malkus over here. So we say over here that Shavu Hashav is not expounded to include something about the past, which is Akasha all along. Says Gemara, lo, Zui da shagas apata mi carbon. Aval achalti v'lo achalti, asukul chayav carbon, Rabbi Akiva hi. It is Rabbi Akiva, the mechayav shavar kiyol abba, he is mechayav in the past, just like the future. In fact, Gemara, ha'amart, reisha Rabbi Yishmali. You said the reisha is Rabbi Yishmali. You want to say reisha Rabbi Yishmali, say Rabbi Akiva? Does it make sense to split up this mishnah? Says one's one, one's the other, half and half? Says Gemara, no, cooler Rabbi Akiva. Really, the time is Rabbi Akiva. For reisha lavlum, and the earlier statement did not come to exclude somebody who said I ate or I didn't eat from a carbon. It's coming to exclude somebody who said I will eat and then he didn't eat from getting malchus of a carbon mechayev, but he's not going to be chayev a carbon. What's the difference over here about the shvuah? Someone says I will eat, that you say only such a thing is excluded by the mishnah, but not about something about the past. For the Gemara, Mistaber Kaibi Lahaba Mimayit Lahaba. It makes sense to say that when the Mishnah is discussing something about the future, it's excluding another type of thing about the future. Kaibi Lahaba Mimayit Lashaver. But it doesn't make sense to say that we're talking about the future and excluding something in the past. Therefore, we can learn out that somebody who violates, who goes against a Shavuah about the future without doing something, is not going to get Malkus. But you can't learn out that one is not going to get Malkus about something about the past. Boom. Sex Zakta next says the next part of the Mishnah. Shvu shalo ochal v'ochal kol shehu chayev. Someone swears that a shvu that I will not eat, and then he forgets to eat even a kol shehu, even a tiny amount, that he's going to be chayev. Remember that in the Mishnah, that was the Rebbe Kiva. And they said to Rebbe Kiva, well, where do we find that somebody eats even a kol shehu is going to be chayev? I think he says this guy's chayev. He says back, well, wherever do we find a person just speaks and he goes and brings a carbon? That this person has to go and speak and bring a carbon. So obviously this is different. It says Gemara Yibay Lehu, they ask Rebbe Kiva, b'cholatar kula karbi shimin sfirale. In reference to all other Yisrael in the Torah, does Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Shimon, the Mechayev v'mashu? I was going to say, you're Chayev with a mashu. In other words, is he saying that somebody who violates the Shua by eating even a tiny amount, is he going according to the law, is he in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says eating by Kol HaTar Kula is considered a tiny amount? Says Rashi, Yibayle, we keep it on my sister, Samachila de Shavua, Bechol Shu, Bechol Torah, Bechol Shari Yisur, Nami, Kirbishu and Surile, Damar Samachila, Shabachol Torah Kula, Kol Shu, a time went to the Bryce, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shu, Lamalkus, even a Kol Shu of something usher, a person is already going to get Malkus. Velo Amr Kazayas, Elinian Carbon. The only reason why Kazayas is mentioned is in order to discuss the concept of whether they're going to be Chayav in a carbon or not. We saw this. And Makra stuff, Yud Zayin over here. That's his opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shel Malkus, Volom Kazayis Elinian Karban. Okay. So does Rabbi Kiva agree with that or not? Ubedenu Dabayu Flugi Be'alma. It makes sense. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim would be arguing this idea about Isser foods. V'hai Deka Miflugi Hacha. And over here, the reason why they argue disagree over here is Lodiyecha Kochad Rabbana, is to show you how powerful the Chachamim are. That the Rabbanan is, that they're going to hold, that eating, you have to have at least a kezias. Says Rashi, Shvua Shalom Ochel Kolshu, Ba'ochel Kolshu Chayev Shari Hichlev Shvuaso. Let's see another thing. The Afgav Dikalamemer, that even though you could say, hold him a farish Chayev, that since somebody specified a tiny amount, he's going to be Chayev, and he says, I swear, I will not eat even a slight amount, then he eats this amount. He's going to be chayev because he wants against it. Stam nami chayev. So somebody who doesn't make that statement also is going to be chayev. Kamash malanda pachis. Kamash malanda, that's not the case. They hold when somebody mentions eating dafka, he's talking about the amount that the Torah says, which is going to be a kezai. So I says the server ain't tight to Ella. I'll share a chilaso. Now, Dilma, maybe ba'alma karabanat v'ilei. Maybe we're going to say generally Rabbi Kiva holds like the chamim. V'hacha any time. And over here, what's the reason why he's going to say chayiv even for less than gezayis? Hol mafarish chayiv. Since he specified to hold back from even a tiny amount, he's going to be chayiv. Stam nami chayiv. So one who didn't make that thing, he should be chayiv as well. According to this, Rabbi Kiva is going to say that one who swears to hold back from eating is viewed as if he specifies he will not even a tiny amount, because he uses lashon of eating in its normal usage. Is including even a tiny amount. So which one is he? Holds like Rabbi Shmuel in the Kol Torah Kula, or holds like a Chachamim, but here it's different. The Gemara Tashma, the Amri Lo Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Kiva, Heichem Nesin Ba'ochel Kol Shu Shachayev, Kol Shu Chayev. Where do we find that somebody eats a Kol Shu, a tiny amount, that he's going to be Chayev? Shezeh Chayev, that this person is going to be Chayev as well. V'emisa, and if it's really true, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, Le'malush, you just say, what do you mean? I don't call it Tarkula, Rabbi Shimon's really. I would like that in call it Tarkula, but he didn't say that. So it must be he doesn't like that. If only in this case he's saying it. Says the Gemara, no, not so. Because the Devarim, the Rabbanah, come or maybe Rabbi Kiva is just answering to the Chachamim according to their own Shita. Lididi, b'chol ha-tarkula, Rabbi Shimon's really. Really, I don't like Rabbi Shimon and call it Tarkula. But lididchu, according to you, who don't say that, you say generally you're not going to be chayiv like that. At least admit to me in the case where he's mefarish that he's going to be chayiv. Stam nami chayiv. Therefore, someone who doesn't make such a din, say a statement over here, is also going to be chayiv. Right? That this case is different because the square is bringing a carbon not for the eating, but for that which he spoke over here. He should be chayiv for eating even a small amount. For somebody who swears, he's coming to ask even this month as well. For Amr Leir Rabbanan Lo, Rabbanan said back to him, no, we're not masking to this over here. Even if he's chayiv only. He's only going to be chayiv if he has a kezayis, even in this case. So we don't have a rai over here. Tashma, let's try again. The Gemara Nazir. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nazir, Sheshara, Pita B'yayin. A Nazir who soaked his bread in wine, right? We know that a Nazir, he's not allowed to have any grapes, any wine, anything like that. He can't cut his hair. He can't become Tame, Thomas Mace. So this person goes, he soaks his bread in wine. V'yishba kedei l'sarf kezayis. And there's enough bread and wine to, if you put the two together, to be kezayis. So it says bein pas b'yayin, the two of them is going to end up being the grapes itself. The wine itself is not enough of kezayis, but if you mix it with the bread itself, it's enough. Chayev, this person is going to be chayev in such a case. Says Rashi, the heter mitzarif li surei b'isuri nazir d'alfin Allah mishras v'kol mishras. Maseches Pesachim. He's like a dechle ba'alma k'rabbi Shimon. He holds like k'rabbi Shimon. So lomel le'tzarif. Why do you have to have tzir if even a tiny man's going to be chayev? So therefore, clearly, it is only Rabbi Shimon. The ode to that, another, furthermore, we have the Mishnah coming up on tomorrow's daf, Shavuot Shalochav, somebody says, I swear I will not eat. V'achol nevel shtref, shkatz v'masim, and eats all these type of Yisr foods, then Chayef, he will be Chayef. Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be Potter, because you're already Nishba v'omed in these type of cases over here. So therefore, it's not going to do anything. Vavina Bohm, he asks a question about this thing. Amai chayev. Why is we going to be? Why is Tanakama saying going to be chayev? Mushma Arsinai. He's already chayev from Arsinai to eat these things. It's not going to have that Isser is not going to be chal on it. So you're not going to be chayev for that. And for the Gemara, Rav Ushmul, the Rabbi Yochanan Damir Tavayu, Rav Ushmul, Rabbi Yochanan Damir Tavayu, Bekolal Devarim, Mutarim, Medvarim, Mesurim. The Mishnah is talking about where the swear is including in his Shvua mutter things along with usser things. For Yishlakish Amar, Yatamotzi Ella, you can't find in a case in which a Shvua is going to work by usser food except in one of these two scenarios. E b'mefarish chatzi shir va'aliba d'rabbanon. Either in the case where he specifies to hold back even from a small amount, and that goes according to the rabbanon, who said that the swear intended to answer himself only from a small amount, a minimum of a kezias, unless he says otherwise. E b'stam v'aliba Rabbi Kiva, or he says something stam, and it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Amar adam osar asim v'chol shu, a person asks himself even with a kosher. Now, if you say that generally speaking, Rabbi Kiva is a Rabbi Shimon, kosher nami mushvah when Rabbi Sinai, even the kosher is mushvah when Rabbi Sinai, and allow Shema Mina, the Alma Kirby with your Rabbanan Sirele, he generally holds a Rabbanan, Shema Mina, and he doesn't generally hold like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.